David, your thoughts on today's game here in Coleraine?
Disappointing result, disappointing performance. Me as the manager, I'll take full responsibility for the result and performance. I got it wrong today. I tried to pick a team and whatever else we were, probably one or two late. But the team that I picked, probably the formation or whatever else that I picked today, I got it wrong. And probably left the players probably short. But you're still sort of hoping with the players, the quality of players that we have, that we might have sort of got ourselves back into the game in the second half. But we didn't. We didn't manage that. I don't think we worked our goalkeeper enough. I don't think we had created too many opportunities. So I've got to reflect, and there's no point me looking at anybody else today. I look at myself, reflect, and analyse and beat myself up, because say that's on me today.
A harsh penalty. We were up against the second half. We had a go, and they hit us with a couple of sucker punches later on.
Yeah, it was disappointing. I never thought it was a penalty in a million years, to be honest, and I've since seen it back briefly. But it is what it is. The referee and his official felt that it was the right call at the time. I didn't. And again, we find ourselves behind, and we pushed, and we had some little neat play without really creating too many opportunities, which was disappointing. Then you come out in the second half, and you're sort of hoping then a little change at half time and a chat at half time will come out and we'll improve. But we didn't really improve, and that was a disappointing thing today.
Obviously big misses, no Cammy Palmer, no Christie. I could go on and on for the next 2 minutes. Where
the Cammy one's disappointing, was Cammy was down to play today, and obviously we had to pull him out shortly before the game, so that was a disappointing one, because Cammy's looked sort of sharp. He's come on in the last number of games. That's not to say the other three midfielders have done pretty well, Kyle, Jamie and Stevie, in the games that they played, but it was an opportunity to put Cammy in today and freshen up, which didn't materialise, which again is frustrating.
Christie's a big loss there today, wasn't he?
Yeah, when you lose Christie's goals, Christie's energy, Christie's pace, Ahmed's done pretty well, Niall Quinn's come back in, and we looked as if Niall was going to get fit, is missing. So when you lose players that have been in and around your team and your squad and whatever else, it's going to have an adverse effect. So we were probably short, and I understand there's frustration with the supporters about bringing players in, whatever else. We brought players in at the start of the season, Billy Chadwick, Matt, which didn't sort of materialise for different reasons, for attacking options. We've since added a couple of attacking options who have both did okay since they've been in, Chris and Ethan. But I understand that there's going to be a little bit of frustration, some that we're trying to sort. We will have certainly bodies hopefully through the door, and it's not just, I said last week, there's no point just bringing the odd player in who's maybe not going to improve us or help us get to where we need to get to. We want to identify him. As of today, I know there's hopefully going to be one sorted for tonight. So, and then as we gather towards the next sort of couple of days, hopefully we'll have another maybe one or two through the door.
Good to see Connor Pepper back, first time in a few months, isn't it?
Yeah, again, probably Jordan. We played Jordan probably longer than we had imagined or hoped today. We could only sort of put him on 10, 15 minutes against Cliftonville during the week. But Jordan, he has that sort of little bit of ability. You're hoping a little bit of quality might fall his way. Jordan might create it or might score it. We didn't today. Connor returning gives us hope for optimism. He's missed the whole season. He's had a serious shoulder injury, so it's always good to get players back. Connor came in, finished the season really strongly last year, so coming back now gives us more of an option then to play at fullback.
And Matty Clark, 300 games today.
Yeah.
He would have wanted a better game to mark it with.
Yeah, he would. And again, first and foremost, Matthew has been an exceptional person for me. Never mind being a player for this football club, and 300 games is an exceptional amount of games for somebody. And again, Clarkie loves playing for Linfield. He cares about the club, he cares about his own performance. He'll be disappointed today, along with everybody else, with our performance as a team and more importantly the result. But going forward, Clarkie's people like Clarkey and all these boys who have been in the round for the length of time that they have, they're always going to be key in how we respond and bounce back. But big shout out to Matthew wearing the armband again. I know how proud he is to play here. But hopefully there'll be many more appearances to come from Matthew Clark.
No football now the next Friday. You must be busting to get out at the Inverpark pitch in the Irish Cup next Friday night.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to it, of course. It's a big game. It's a huge game. It's a big game for both clubs. It's probably not the draw either club probably wanted, and we'll be open and honest to admit that. But it's a game that we can go down, and hopefully a game we may have one or two back, maybe fitting a little bit healthier than what we had today, and maybe one or two through the door, and then we can take on Larne with hopefully a bigger squad than what we had today.
I look today, David, but we go again next Friday night.
Thanks, Andy.